I'm Pastor Travis Smith from Buckley Road Baptist Church, and it's my pleasure to be your pastor for the day. In Luke chapter number 2, we're very familiar with the story of Jesus. In verse number 7, it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." We see on the very first Christmas, there was no room for Jesus in the inn. I would like to talk to you for a few moments about the Christmas door. I picture the front door of a house that has been beautifully decorated for Christmas, a door that looks so inviting and welcoming. Many have traveled or met with friends and family this Christmas, and when you arrive at your Christmas destination, you will be met with a door to knock on. That door will most likely be opened because your arrival is expected. And when it is opened, you will walk in and be greeted by friends and family with joy. You know, it seems that doors open much easier at Christmas time. I've been thinking about doors recently because at times it is difficult to navigate through life. But it can be easier if we look at everything that comes at us as a door to open. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me." Has there ever been a time when someone was knocking at your door and you did not answer? Whether you didn't hear it or you were busy, maybe you were vacuuming, or maybe even you were afraid to answer that door. You know, just because a door is knocked doesn't mean it's going to get opened. In fact, I've knocked on a whole lot of doors throughout my ministry, and the majority of them have not been opened. We all make plans for life, but often those plans are ruined by shut and locked doors. We see that Mary and Joseph, the parents of Jesus, were no exception. When they went to deliver their baby, the door was closed. You know, I'm sure that Mary would have liked to have delivered that baby before the trip, but that wasn't God's plan. They made this trip and were expecting to find a place to deliver that baby safely, but instead, the doors were shut. There was no room in the inn, and they were forced to deliver that baby in a manger. Not a great place, not what you would have planned to do, and there's no way that that was Mary's plan, but that was God's plan. That was the door that he opened. Well, they walked through that door, and God's plan took place. It was God's plan for that baby to be wrapped in swaddling clothes, picturing that that baby was born to die for the sins of the world. That was God's plan. That was God's door. Often there's the door of tragedy that is open to many. Nobody wants to go through hard times. Nobody wants difficulty to come their way. But many times that's the only way we can see our need for salvation. Maybe someone's going through some type of tragedy this year at Christmas. You know, don't think that you can't talk about Christmas to them. Christmas is what they need. They need to hear about Jesus. It's an open door of opportunity. Often the Christmas door is hidden at Christmas time for many people. The real meaning of Christmas is hidden. People often say Happy Holidays now instead of Merry Christmas. And it's just another one of Satan's ways to try to shut that door and block people from seeing the real meaning of Christmas. Why don't you take the opportunity this time of year to tell as many people as you can about Christmas? To knock on doors. Doors are more readily open this time of year. And so talk about Jesus. Spread the message of true salvation, that we need to repent of our sins and trust Christ as our Savior. If you call upon Him, He will save you today. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you tell people about Jesus? Invite them to church, and maybe you can see them walk through that doors on Christmas and be saved. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Pastor Travis Smith, and it was my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.